Blog Talk Radio.
This is Stephen, webmaster for PetGroomer.com. This is Groomer Talk Radio, and for our timeline, it is February 2nd of 2019. What do we have going on? We just sort of announced, promoted, and gave you some better pictures to see at PetGroomer.com of the upcoming mobile apps. They're the first of its kind in the grooming industry. You'll be able, one is just for shopping, a great way from your smart device to be able to shop just anywhere in the industry, actually. You'll see how that works, and it connects into our ads site. And we've got another one called Connect, which will take you to everything that we have all of the websites combined very easily. Just push a button away from your mobile device. These apps should be free. We're going to have them in Google Play, the Apple Store, all the regular places. Make it very convenient to have information on the road, no matter where you're at, right at a touch of a button. We also are continuing our contest through Valentine's Day, I believe it is, the What Am I contest. It's a lot of fun. We're giving away Wall Bravura clippers, so you might want to check that out. There's still plenty of time to play. And, yes, we'll have a contest starting up as usual right after that one, around the 15th. Of course, we'd like to get started the next day. And I'm not sure what the prizes are going to be all yet for that, but you know it's always something that any groomer would want and can use. Actually, what else is going on? We just finished the all-new classified ads website. It is now totally convenient. Designed for mobile devices. Looks great on a desktop, though, still. But if you haven't seen it yet, that's one of the busiest sites in the world for selling businesses, finding used groomer products, and, of course, used mobile. We've sold thousands of vans there. So you might want to check that out if you use a mobile device. That version of our classified ads is pretty awesome. I think you're going to love it. We've had lots of good comments on that. You can make the pictures bigger, see them bigger than the original ad site, and all customized to your smart device that you're using. Today, we're going to have a special guest. Her name is Pusha Purusha Rivera. After graduating in 2000 with a degree in diagnostic medical sonography, Purusha Rivera became a registered diagnostic medical sonographer specializing in OBGYN. It wasn't long before Purusha discovered a way to create memories that lasted a lifetime for expectant parents. Through stuffed animal keepsakes that could record their baby's heartbeat in utero called My Baby's Heartbeat Bear. Fast forward to 2018, when Purusha Rivera launched her now multi-million dollar company into the pet space with My Fur Baby's Heartbeat Bear. Each stuffed dog and cat comes with a 20-second recordable device to capture a pet's heartbeat, meow, or bark. Pet groomers all over the country have used these as part of their retail offerings, client appreciation gifts, bereavement, and more. So we wanted to bring Purusha here so you could learn more about this. We're always looking for ways we can increase add-on sales at the counter when they're checking in, checking out. So I think it's a great idea, and I'm going to open the line here By the way, if there's anyone listening that would like to raise their hand to ask a question at any time during the show, you just press 1 on your telephone keypad. All right, let me open the line and get Purusha with us. Good morning, Purusha. You should be there. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm here. I'm great.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad. And, you know, when we first saw this, it was such an unusual item. But, you know, I was assistant groomer. I was also in work reception a lot at my parents' business growing up in the industry. And, you know, this, I know I could have sold these to some of those customers.
Yeah.
You know, that are very sentimental. And as you were mentioning in this bio we were reading, yeah, bereavement and appreciation gifts for some very special clients. I think it's pretty interesting gift and very touching for those kind of people. So let me start off by asking you, what was the inspiration behind My Fur Baby's Heartbeat Bear?
Well, I've been selling heartbeat bears to expecting moms for over 8 years now. And about a year ago, we received a call from somebody in Australia that had a very sick dog. And she reached out to us to see if we could help her find a way to record her dog's heartbeat before she had to put him down. And we gave her some advice and told her the way that she could actually capture his heartbeat, and she went ahead and did that. And as a team, we got together and said, oh my goodness, this is such a great idea. Let's see if we can do this ourselves. So that was really the inspiration, that one phone call, and just knowing how special this gift is to human parents, I knew that for fur baby parents, it would be the same.
Exactly. How do you feel about human parents differing from pet parents?
You know, it's funny because there isn't too much of a difference. We all love our fur babies, you know, just as much as our almost, I'd like to say almost, or if not a little more, because our fur babies don't talk back. I have two teenagers that sometimes I have to stop myself. But they really love these memories, and they want to capture them and remember, you know, the kitten and the puppy stage, and with pictures and with video, and they're a part of the family. So, there's not much of a difference in this day and age anymore. I think that we're at a point where we just include them as part of our families.
I agree with you, and I know there are millions and millions of pet parents out there that feel the same way. Even we found the grooming industry increased radically. I mean, we started back in the 1960s, and more and more pets were sleeping on the beds than ever and whatever, and we just knew, okay, they're not out in the yard, they're not in the garage, but it's not those kind of dogs that are treated that way with these pet parents. And so we found grooming started growing. The closer you were to your pets, the more the grooming became a big industry before there were even the superstores and all. And so I would think it's that same kind of growth of the compassion for the pets as being part of the family. It's been wonderful to see, and certainly America is known for that as well as some countries like Great Britain. There are a few breeds available. How did you decide on which kind?
So when we first got this phone call, I reached out to a good friend of mine that is a groomer, and I Uncle Aaron, and I asked him what he thought about the idea, and he loved it. And I said, well, let's give it a shot. And he was actually with me when we recorded our first fur baby heartbeat. And I worked closely with him to decide which breeds we should start with, because I know, you know, there's hundreds, but we need to first start with a select amount so that we can eventually build our line out, but start start with something that could work for multiple breeds and the most popular breeds that we were seeing in, you know, the grooming industry. And he really helped me pick. We right now we have 9 dogs and 3 different cats. And it's working out well. We are looking to expand, and we like getting feedback from all of our groomers as to, you know, what might be the next animal that we should develop. But so far, I think we have a pretty good line.
I understand that there are picture frames available that provide the same thing, a recording and all. Can you tell us how those work exactly?
So the picture frames are great because if you have a dog that, and we don't have that particular breed in the stuffed animal, you have the option of recording the heartbeat on the picture frame, or you can record a bark or a meow or a purr, and then you can have the actual picture in the frame. So it has a little heart on there that you touch, and it activates the recording, and it'll play for 20 seconds. I actually have one with my kitten's picture and meow on there, and it's great. I mean, it works. It's another option if we don't have the breed that, you know, that client is asking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good idea. I have quite a few pictures framed already. I wouldn't mind them giving me a few barks sometime. That's a great idea. But what are you hearing from groomers out there about selling your product line?
They all love the idea. The feedback that I'm hearing is that it's great for older dogs. We have some groomers that are using them to help build their business by giving them out to their clients as promotional items. And, you know, word of mouth is always the best form of advertising. So they show the pet parent will show their friends and, well, where did you get that? And that leads back to the groomers, you know, store, and they love them. I mean, especially the bereavement side of it is really, really special, because when they don't have that their fur baby anymore, they actually have something tangible that they can hold on to. Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing great feedback.
Excellent. And I as I remember, the cost of them is very reasonable, in my opinion, as I saw it. So, there's sometimes groomers, have some apprehension about stocking not too much inventory, or these kind of items would be very expensive. I found the cost to be very reasonable. So I'm going to urge groomers, if you're even having any of that thought, these really are well within. In fact, a lot of our clients, I spent much more on our most loyal clients of many years than what the cost of these is, and it's something they're going to keep forever, and they'll always think of you, you know, as that's where they got it from you and all. So I've heard that you've got someone to introduce with us that can tell us some firsthand experience what it's like to be selling them. Would you like to introduce him?
Yes, I have Aaron Rivera from Uncle Aaron Grooms.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, and you go by Uncle Aaron, huh?
Yes, sir.
So.
Yes, sir. I go by Uncle Aaron, as you can definitely tell in this industry. It's a lot more female-dominated, and it not only does it help owners realize that I am a male that is grooming, but it also It also implies that family aspect that I really like to have with all my animals that I work with.
And I believe you're are you mobile only? Are you a mobile groomer?
Yes, sir. Yes, I was actually stationary for a little bit, but we just started our full mobile company about a month ago.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. We have a lot of mobile groomers that come to our website. Like I said, we're the number one place to even sell the used ones. So we have plenty of mobile groomers, I'm sure, are going to be interested to hear some of your experience with this product.
Yes, yes.
Oh, so how long have you been carrying the fur babies?
So I've been doing the Fur Baby Heartbeat Bears for about a year now. I'd probably say a little bit over now that we're hitting February. But I've been doing them since pretty much the beginning. Like Prusha said earlier, I was kind of like the guinea pig with them when we first got the idea. And it's been about a year now.
And how hard is it to record on this device?
It's actually not that hard. When I first was told about it, I mean, I'm a groomer, so for me, I'm like, heartbeat, whoa, that's medical field, you know, I don't know if I can do that, and I got a little nervous, but it's actually very easy using the Doppler to record the heartbeat. It takes a couple steps. The real hard part is really just finding the heart and slowing down enough to record it and get a nice good read on it, but it's pretty easy.
Interesting. Do you ever record the barks instead?
I have done a bark, yes, but for most of my clients, they have been asking for the heartbeat. I haven't had too many barks or meows yet myself, but I'm pretty sure that I will have some clients in the future that prefer that. You know, we have the hounds that love to howl, you got your huskies that love to howl and things like that, and sometimes there are even dogs that sing on cue. I mean, I know we've all seen that, so I'm pretty sure pretty soon we'll probably get a singer on recording.
All right. So you carry these in your mobile van. This is something that
yes,
would be
sir.
Interesting.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's really cool about them is that not only are they a product that I sell in my company or in my van when a client would like them, but they're also great just for decor. I use them for my backdrop in all of my photos. I have a couple bears that I can switch in and out to meet each dog breed that I have. Or if I'm just having a special on a certain bear, I can put them in the background. And they're just cute in the backgrounds as well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What's the craziest thing you've recorded?
So the craziest thing I've ever recorded, I would have to say, would be a rabbit heartbeat. Purusha and her baby heartbeat bear company, she has a bunny rabbit, and I got a request to record a rabbit for a client who also has dogs, but her mother has a rabbit and she wanted to record it. And that was definitely pretty tricky. I don't know if you guys, I mean, I know we're groomers. We don't really mess with the little critters, but trying to record a rabbit heartbeat is definitely fun to do. It took a little bit longer, but once we got it, it is just as beautiful as recording any other heartbeat, and to just see the joy on the client's face afterwards was awesome. It was a very fun experience.
That's pretty neat. I like that. Do you use these in your business mostly for the revenue, or is it for client appreciation, or both? Tell us how you manage
awesome,
to sell.
Yeah. The awesome thing about that is that you can use it for both, honestly. The goal, obviously, is revenue. You always want to bring in something to the company when you're running a business. But the client appreciation of it is just as important and just as special to me. There are times when I've had clients that I've worked with for years. And, I've groomed their dogs for years, and as the years go on, you just see this dog, you know, age and, you know, become its senior, and then you know that rainbow bridge is coming. And, just out of appreciation, sometimes I'll even record it just for that. And in turn, I found that by doing that, and just showing that little bit of extra love and appreciation, when the client does end up getting a new fur baby, they do come back. It definitely creates that family environment that you can't really just find at other salons. I mean, you can't top that. You have a groomer that has been grooming your fur baby for a while, and then he gives you this heartbeat bear, and you have your fur baby, at least a little piece of it, you know, forever, and it really sets you apart from other grooming companies in the area.
Absolutely. That, you know, my mother, even in her books, all on how to manage business and all, was always about ways that you look for ways to bond the loyalty of clients. We're not talking about
exactly. People
that just looking for the next cheapest grooming opportunity or whatever, and things like this I would think would be great for bonding loyalty with the clientele. Interesting.
Exactly. It's really special. I mean, and when it first happened, I mean, that was the goal. And I didn't think it was just kind of from the heart, and I didn't really think it would have that much of an effect at the beginning. But, you know, like I said, when they come back with that younger puppy and it's a new pup and they're just like, hey, this is Uncle Aaron, this is your groomer, and it's just that family aspect that doesn't go away even if that fur baby has crossed that bridge.
Excellent. All right. Well, I want to thank you for sharing, Uncle Aaron, your experience. I know this will mean a lot to hear to other groomers who listen to the show, actually talking. And especially, you know, the more we think about it, for being mobile, that it works even in that avenue. Because we've talked a lot in the past at our message board, you know, about what can mobile sell. And there's really not much. I have a few that would take dog foods, big bags of foods as a convenience and something, but it wasn't something, anything like this. And this, would be very easy. And certainly it's not taking up a lot of your van or anything, you know. Excellent.
Exactly.
So
exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think it's a great product for mobile groomers especially. Because, like you said, there's not a lot of product that we can fit in our vans. There's not a lot of space that we can fit, you know, on top of the equipment and things that we have in there already. And it gives us a good chance against your stationary storefronts and things like that. I mean, you can also do these things in home. You know, and it actually gives us the benefit of the doubt when it comes to, you know, the storefront places that have small store salons that can't really find that quiet spot in there because they got the kennels and everything, where we are already out on the road. And, you know, you have a lot of these senior dogs that can't leave their house or can't stand for long periods of times. And I've done quite a few of them just in home, in the living room, while the fur baby is laying in their bed or being held by their owner.
Excellent. That's great to hear. Thank you for sharing. Can we talk to Purusha now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Take care.
You're welcome.
Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. Oh, well, Purusha, that was great information direct from a groomer. I think our groomers will really appreciate hearing of how that works and the experience of someone else. So what's next for you now?
Oh, geez. Well, this year, I said 2019 was my year that I'm going to focus on the fur baby line and just expand the product line, get more breeds. We've even thought about maybe some partnering with somebody who can actually make animals like that are custom, so they're specific to certain, you know, your fur baby. And then maybe down the line, think about horses.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Cool. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Oh, you know how passionate, oh my gosh, before I live where I am now, I was at my brother's house in Sonora, and we had 14 Arabs there, and I can tell you, they would have loved 14 of these, actually, because they were very passionate with them. That's a great idea. All right. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today. We're going to get this posted to the public and put it in the community later today, along being
Wonderful.
Here. You can anyone that's listening, you can always use the link that's provided here to share this show with anyone or put it on your social media and see what happens with this. I'm very excited about it. And so I want to thank Aaron and Purusha. Now, but before we go, where should they go to on the web? What's the contact information?
So our website is myfurbabiesheartbeatbear.com. And
okay. Is there a phone number? Do you take phone calls, or is it mostly through the web?
Mostly through the web, but we do have a phone number to our office and our warehouse, and that's 302-918-7663. But you can definitely find a lot of information on our website. There's a link to sign up to be a wholesaler. We have a great starter kit that includes everything you need to get started. It's very reasonable and it's exciting. Lots of fun.
Great. And for everyone, during this year, you will find, of course, on almost every page at PetGroomer.com in the right sidebar with the sponsors, there is a link to this product. Easy to find. Or you just send us an email if you need to remember something, or come back to this show even on Blog Talk Radio, and there will be a link there as well. So, Purusha, I wish you the best of the day and your
Thank
success
you.
With this product. And thanks again, Uncle Aaron, for showing up here and giving us some firsthand experience. That was great.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.